Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Well, you want to read, you want to watch, you want to listen, however you like to learn, however you like to get your information, we got it there for you in all those forms. Paul Mirsky is back, folks. Paul's a member of our Brain Trust, Executive VP, and Chief Economist at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. And in the previous segment, we talked about the transaction account guarantee, which is about to expire December 31st. We need to talk to our members of Congress to get them to extend this to 5 years. So think about that next time you're talking to your member of Congress. This is good for your local banking community, especially the independent community banks. Paul, talk to us about what you're seeing out there and across the economic landscape as the chief economist for the ICBA. What are you seeing out there? What are your members telling you? What do you think?
Well, we see right now a lot of uncertainty out there for the small business sector. They're dealing with a lot of new rules and regulations. They're dealing with uncertainty on the tax front. They're dealing with uncertainty in the whole fiscal issues that Congress has to deal with before the end of the year. And if there's one thing that small businesses and all businesses don't like is uncertainty. They need to have certainty of what their tax liability is going to be. They want to see more economic growth. They want to see greater sales. And that's a problem across the country. It's not growing. The economy's not growing fast enough to create the sales, the revenue, the consumer demand for many small businesses out there.
You really
have to get the consumer confidence back up in this country. I think it's been severely damaged for a number of years now, going back to the financial meltdown and the recession that followed. I don't think we've ever fully recovered from that
and
long recession.
That's right. You know, Paul, when small business owners operate their businesses in the best of times, it's an uncertain existence, because second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, because by definition a small business is undercapitalized. And so because of that, we're always uncertain. We always have so many things that could go bump in the night, so many things that wake us up. In the best of times, we're all awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning with something that's worrying us. And by that existence, that's bad enough. That's tough enough. That's a hard enough job. But when the underlying rules that we are supposed to be playing by from our government keep shifting and changing and oppressing us and all that, that just adds a complete extra degree of difficulty, maybe to a multiple, that just makes it really hard. And it's one of the reasons why small business owners aren't buying and they're not hiring right now.
All right. And one thing is, community banks themselves are small businesses.
Yep.
They operate as a small business, and they have to comply with so many new rules and regulations right now. Many of them say they're spending just as much time dealing with regulations and complying with rules as they are helping with loans. So the real focus should be on working in the community, finding good quality loans to make. But the more rules and regulations they have to deal with, the less time, the less money, the less resources they have to focus on getting credit out to small businesses. So really, you have a situation where policymakers, well-intentioned, are choking off credit in this country.
Right.
And you have interest rates, think about it, you have interest rates at record low level.
Right.
And these are lows that haven't been seen in 6-7 decades, and still it's difficult for small businesses to get credit because the federal government and regulators are choking off.
But there's another side to that. There's another side to that, Paul, and that is that many small business owners, most small business owners, let me put it this way, if you're still in business, then you figured it out. You're probably a pretty good loan risk. But the problem is not that they can't get credit. It's that they don't want the credit, Paul. They don't want to borrow money. They're not interested in growing their business because they don't want to take the risk. They can't find a way to manage the risk in the current environment.
Well, that's an excellent point. We hear from bankers around the country that they are trying as best as possible to get quality loan demand, that the demand isn't there itself. Many small businesses with our community banks have an open line of credit, but because business conditions are still weak, they're not even tapping those lines of credit.
That's right. One of the big myths that have been perpetuated by a lot of politicians in the last 4 years is that small business owners can't get loans. Well, let me tell you something. For every small business who can't get a loan, there's 100 who can but don't want it. And that's where the problem is. It's not on, but I will tell you this, Paul, and you know this well, the Dodd-Frank bill is in the process of changing that, isn't it, with the new regulations coming out?
Absolutely. There's a lot of concern with the rules and regulations coming out of Dodd-Frank. And, what we have to get back to in this country is focusing on small businesses, focusing on the needs of small businesses, focusing on why they're not demanding credit,
right,
and get this economy going again. Once the economy starts growing at 5-6...
Yep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.